Praise the Lord, and welcome to Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed Liebert, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today for Vision. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Dear friend, I'm glad that you have joined me today. It has been a long time since I have studied with you, but I'm glad that you are listening to this message today. Truly, God is a God of no limits. He has no limitations. And I want to encourage you to put your trust in Him. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I magnify your holy name. I thank you for dear friends that joined me to study the Word of God from around the world. I thank you, Lord God, that wherever they're listening from, that you are blessing them right now, that you're touching their hearts right now, that you're touching their minds right now. I thank you, Lord God, for those that will be healed, those that will be delivered, those that will be set free from all types of diseases, oh God. We speak life right now. We thank you, Lord God, because you are a God that understands our heart. You understand everything about us, and you care about us. And Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for caring. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us, O God. Father, for you loved us even when we're not thinking about you, O God. You love us so much. And I pray, O God, for each and every one that you would just touch them, Lord, right now. Father, we pray for them, whether they're in the Middle East, O God, or in Africa, or in Asia, whether they're in Israel, O God, wherever they are in the Caribbean, and Father, in Canada, in the United States, wherever your people are, O God, in Central America, we thank you, Lord God, that from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God, that you're remembering your people right now. And Lord God, I thank you that there are no limitations on you, Lord, and that there is nothing too hard for you to do. I thank you today, Lord, for all of our listeners. Bless them and keep them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, once again, I thank you so much for joining me for studying the Word of God today. We are going to be studying from the book of St. John, chapter 17. St. John, chapter 17, beginning at the first verse. And the Bible says, "These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them. As thou hast loved me, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world had not known thee, but I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me, and I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen. May God add a blessing to not only the hearers, but the doers of his word. I have read for you St. John chapter 17, and I want to encourage you, as we look at the word of God, to understand, dear friend, that there are no limitations in God. Whatever you have been seeking God for this year, I want you to know that you can put your trust in God, because he will not fail you. He will not leave you. And whatever you need, dear friend, God is able to supply every need that you have. I want you to take a praise break right here and just begin thanking God and understanding that God knows what you have need of in advance of you even asking about it. God knows what you have need of, and he is providing for you right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We praise you in advance, because you have already heard and you are answering our prayers. Dear friend, Jesus, when he got ready to leave the disciples, he let them know that he was praying for them. He began to pray this prayer, and if you have never read this prayer before, this is very, very precious, to know that Jesus thought enough about us to give us this prayer, to speak to the Father on our behalf, and to let us know that there is nothing that God cannot do, and that if we would just put our trust in him, that everything is going to work out. Let's look at the scripture, verse 1. It says, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. And so Jesus, as he got ready to go, he had not been betrayed, but he knew that everything was about to take place, and he was going to have to leave his disciples and go to the cross. And so he lifted up his eyes, and he began to pray. He began to say that my hour is come, when I'm going to have to bear the sins of the world. Dear friend, understand this, that Jesus did not have to go to the cross. He chose to willingly go to the cross for us. He said his hour had come. This was going to be a trying time, not only for his body, his physical body, but also for his disciples, because they were going to be tested. Their faith was going to be tested. Dear friend, how many times has your faith been tested? And God has reminded you time and time again that it does not matter what you face, you do not face it alone. It does not matter what you go through, because you're not going through it alone. It doesn't matter what the enemy sends your way because you are already an overcomer. It doesn't matter what comes against you or who comes against you because God is always going to take care of you and God is always going to work things out for you. Whatever distress you have gone through last year, I want you to know that this is a brand new year. This is a brand new month. This is a brand new day. This is a brand new hour. This is a brand new minute. And I want you to take it minute by minute and understand this, that God said that he would not leave you alone and that this is your hour, this is your season, that God wants to bless you once again. And he wants you to hold on, dear friend. He wants you to trust him. Don't let go. This is not your season to let go, but this is your season to push forward because God has great things in store for you. This is a season of no limitations. Amen. And I also heard someone else say that this is the year of consecration. And so I want you to understand two things there, friend. One, that God is a God of no limitations, and that two, it's time to go into consecration. It's time to set yourself apart for God. It's time to live holy. It's time to live righteous. It's time to understand, dear friend, that even though others may be living lackadaisical lives, even though others may be sleeping, even though others may be complacent, God is calling you to a life of consecration. God is calling you back into prayer and into intercessory prayer, praying for the world, praying for those who need help, praying for those who need strength, praying for the political agendas of the world, that God would put leaders in positions that would help us to live in peace. Dear friend, this is not a time to put down your Bible. It is not a time to stop praying, but it is a time to push forward in prayer. It is a time to give birth to the supernatural. It is a time to walk by faith and not by sight. God is calling you, dear friend. When Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, he said to the people, "My hour is come." In other words, he knew that this was a season of testing. This was a season that was going to be a very difficult season, but he prayed for us. He prayed for those disciples, and he prayed for those who had not even been born yet, those who had not even been converted to the faith yet. He prayed for us so that we might have strength when it came time for our testing. We are moving into that arena, dear friend. We're moving in an arena where Christians must know what they believe. They must know what they stand for. Dear friend, do you know what you believe? Do you know how to stand on the word of God? Do you know how to pray until something happens? This is that season when people are going to try you. They are going to challenge you about what you believe. I want you to know that when you are challenged, God is expecting you to stand. He's expecting you to be who you are in Christ. He's expecting you to let the people know that you still believe in the Bible. You still believe that it is the Word of God. You still believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You still believe what the Bible says about one man and one woman in holy matrimony. Let them know that the Bible has not changed. Let them know that God is still God. He is still sitting on his throne, and that every word that God has declared, it will come to pass. It will not return unto him void. Dear friend, I want you to gird up your loins right now. Gird yourself. Get ready. Yes, the battle is on, and the battle will be fierce, but we are already victorious in Jesus Christ. Dear friend, this is your season to walk by faith and to understand that God has you in the palm of his hands and that he wants you to hold on a little while longer. as I look at the Word of God, I'm still in John chapter 17, looking at verse 2. The Bible says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh. Who has he given power over all flesh? That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Of course, this is referring to Jesus. And this is life eternal. We understand that when we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that he gives us life eternal. In other words, we have this eternal life because we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so we realize that when we leave this world, when we close our eyes on this side, that we wake up on the other side, and that death has no more victory over us because Jesus has gone to the cross for us, and he has given us victory over death and the grave. Verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And so when Jesus came and walked on the earth, he came to help us to understand about the true and the living God. God is true, dear friend. He is the true and the living God. He is Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the one that we should put our trust in. And I want to encourage you today, not tomorrow, today. I want to encourage you to trust the Lord with all your heart. I want to encourage you to stand firm in your resolve to serve the Lord. I know that every day is not peachy. In other words, it is not easy every day to be a Christian. It is not easy every day to be the lone individual when others are doing the wrong thing. But I want you to know that your reward will be great, that God understands, and that he will give you the strength that you need to stand firm in this day and age. Stand firm in your resolve to serve God. Stand firm in your resolve to have faith. Stand firm in your resolve to pray for the sick and to visit those that cannot help themselves. Stand firm in your resolve to feed the poor and to clothe them. Stand firm in your resolve to minister to those who are in prison and those who are elderly and those who are homeless. Stand firm in your resolve to help those who are helpless. Other people might not understand your resolve, but God has given you a task. Do what God has called you to do, dear friend. The Bible says in verse 4, John chapter 17, verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. So Jesus was praying to the Father, and he said to him, I have finished what you have given me to do. Dear friend, Jesus is our role model. And we must understand that when God gives us an assignment, we must do that assignment until we can say, I have done what thou hast given me to do. If you have been praying about the call of God on your life, dear friend, continue praying. Seek the Lord, because God has given all of us our role here on this earth. He has given each of us an assignment. Your assignment might be to be a help to those who are needy. Your assignment might be your profession to be a nurse or a doctor or a teacher. Whatever your assignment is, as a counselor, as a friend, as a mother, as a grandmother, as a grandfather, as a father, as an uncle, as a brother, as a sister, whatever your assignment is on this earth, to be available to be a blessing to others, do it well, dear friend. Be the best that you can be so that you can dedicate those gifts to God, and that God can and he will be glorified in your life. I want you to understand that it is not enough to just go to church
and sit in a pew. But God has called us. He has called us to be victorious. He has called us to reach out to a world that needs hope. Dear friend, you have that hope in Jesus Christ. You have that hope to bring to those who need it. That it is truly amazing to me that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been preached for many, many years now. But unfortunately, it seems as if there are still so many people in the world that still do not know about Jesus. There are younger families now that are not bringing their children to church, that their children are growing up without understanding who Jesus is. And so our job is not finished. Our assignment is not finished. There are still those who need to hear about Jesus. And so, dear friend, I want you to stand your ground. I want you to understand that there are no limits in Christ. God can do anything. I don't know what your prayer request is, but whatever your prayer request is right now, whether it be healing for your body, whether it be mental strength or emotional strength, whatever it is that you need, I want you to know that God is able to touch your body right now. He is able to touch your mind. He is able to touch your emotions because, dear friend, I want you to be strong. I want you to be strong physically, mentally, and emotionally because the battle that we are waging right now, the battle is not just something that you could see with the natural eye, but the battle is in the heavenlies. We are waging a war with principalities and powers. You might not be able to see them, but they are around. You've got to be strong in the Lord. You've got to be courageous. You've got to be steadfast in your faith so that God can use you to put a dent in the enemy's camp. I want you to know, dear friend, that because God is a God of no limitations, He can give you the strength that you need to be a blessing in the kingdom. Don't say that you cannot do it. Yes, you can. Don't say that you have no strength. The Bible says, let the weak say that I am strong. And so I'm encouraging you right now to be strengthened in your innermost being. Allow God to give you strength. Allow God to push you to deeper depths and higher heights. Allow God to bring you to that place of rest and peace in Him. Whatever it is that you are facing right now, you are not facing it alone because God is with you to direct your steps right now. Let's look at the scripture in verse 5, John chapter 17, verse 5. The Bible says, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." If you ever had a doubt about the beginning of John chapter 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." And then you scroll down a little bit, down to about the 14th verse, and it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And so Jesus, in verse 5, He refers really right back to that verse because now He's saying to the Lord, restore the glory that I had prior to coming into the earth. And so He's getting ready to go to the cross, and He's saying, I'm about to do the assignment that I came here to do, which is to lay down my life as a ransom, as a sin offering for the people of the world. And so, therefore, the moment that I do that, Jesus was saying, I am going to take back the glory which I laid aside, come and do this assignment. And so He's telling us who He is. Jesus is saying, I am God. I am Lord. I came through the earth just for a season to do my assignment, and now I'm going back to where I belong. And I want you to look at the scripture carefully, dear friend, because as you study the scripture, He says that I go to prepare a place for you, and that where I am, there you may be also. So Jesus said that he is going to prepare a place for you. And so when you look at John chapter 14, verse 1 and verse 2, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And so even prior to getting to chapter 17, Jesus had already said in chapter 14 that our hearts should not be troubled, because he is going to prepare a place for us and he will come again. And so Jesus he prepared us, and he is still preparing us for the fact that he's coming again, and where he is, we'll be able to go also. But listen to this. Take note. Hearken carefully. Jesus, as our role model, he finished his assignment, and then he went back to glory. He tells us that where he is, we can go also. But if Jesus finished his assignment, dear friend, we have to work and finish our assignment also. We cannot sit around not utilizing our gifts. We cannot sit around not helping those who are in need. We must get up and we must do something. We must pray and we must fast and we must seek the Lord with all our hearts. And we must be a blessing to the family of God. Don't wait for someone else to bless you, dear friend. Get up and be a blessing to someone else. Jesus talked about the fact that he was going back in verse 5. He said, "O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Before the world was even created, God is. Amen. Before the world had any kind of form, God is. Not was, God is. In other words, God exists outside of time. And so Jesus is saying to us that he also existed outside of time. And now he's getting ready to do that. He's getting ready to take off what he put on and go back to glory. And he prayed that prayer, asking God to keep us, asking God to help us, because he knew that once he left, there would be a split. He knew that there would be turmoil. He knew about these last days that we would be living in, when the love of many is waxing cold, when all kinds of blasphemies are being spewed from the pulpit, where they are trying to tell us to just accept any kind of lifestyle as okay. God knew that we would get to this place in time when Christians would have to stand up for what they believed in. He knew that we would get to this place in time when people would start to say all types of things that were not right. And he said, "Hold on, dear friend. You're getting to that place where I am coming again soon. Do not lose hope, but understand this, that I have already prayed for you. There are no limitations in God. And if you would just put your trust in God, God will prove himself to you. He will let you know time and time and time again that there's nothing too hard for you to do." Someone sent me this, and I want to read it to you. It has 12 things. What you say is what you get. Number one, "Never again will I confess I can't, for I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Philippians 4:13. Number two, "Never again will I confess lack, for my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. Number three, Never again will I confess fear, for God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 Timothy 1, verse 7. Number 4, never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for God hath given to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12, verse 3. Number 5, never again will I confess weakness, for the Lord is the strength of my life. And that's in Psalms. The people that know their God shall be strong and do, amen. And that's in the book of Daniel. Number 6, never again will I confess supremacy of Satan over my life, for greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4. Number 7, never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Number 8, never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians 1. Number 9, never again will I confess sickness, for with his stripes I am healed. That's Isaiah 53, verse 5. Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. That's Matthew chapter 8. Number 10, never again will I confess worries and frustrations, for I am casting all my cares upon him who cared for me. That's 1 Peter chapter 5. And number 11, never again will I confess bondage, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And that's 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And number 12, never again will I confess condemnation, for there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we know that's in Corinthians. Now, the Bible says that we should put our trust in the Lord. And dear friend, I have been encouraging you for these last few minutes to put your trust in the Lord, because God understands and he knows what you are going through. So who is our God? Well, I've said to you over and over during this lesson that he is a God of no limitations. That means that there is nothing that God cannot do, and so I will not put any restrictions on God. In the past, you might have put restrictions on God. In other words, you had him in a box, and you thought, perhaps I can only ask him for this or that, or I can only expect him to do this or that. But I want you to take those limitations off of God, dear friend. He has no restrictions. God can do anything. So who is our God? He is the Prince of Peace, the starter and the finisher, the great I am, all-knowing, our provider, our redeemer, the great physician, conqueror, healer, holy one, compassionate, gracious, merciful, righteous, love, slow to anger, Abba, Father, lover of my soul, most high, Lord, Savior, the rock, mighty, strong, majestic, destroyer of the wicked, our refuge, our fortress, faithful, our shield, our dwelling place, our king, sustainer, almighty, creator of heaven and earth, all-seeing, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, Messiah, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, the truth, the way, and the life, Emmanuel, Bright and Morning Star, Wisdom, Excellent, Author and finisher of our faith, the truth, the word of life. Truly, he is the I am that I am. Dear friend, I want to encourage you, get to know the I am that I am. Get to know your father. Get to know your dad. Get to know him, because he is a God of no limitations. I want you to tune in regularly for Vision. I will have more gospel reggae music in the future. Also, the group that I play is Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Brother Uhart is in the band leader for that band. And I want to encourage you, dear friend, to tune in regularly for these studies. Also, look up my books online under Faith Reed Liburd, and it is Reid-Liburd. Look up my books online on Amazon.com. I've got fantastic books that you will love. One of them is called Supernatural Encounters, Angel Stories to Inspire. Another book is What Do I Do When My Life Turns Upside Down? Life Lessons from the Book of Ruth. Another book is called 34 Reasons to Give God Thanks. And I want you to look up those books, dear friend. There are a few books online that you will love. Each one, teach one. It's a discipleship course. Look up those books. I want to be a blessing to the kingdom. I want to be a blessing to you. Look up those books online. If you don't want to purchase them, you could also download them on Kindle for less than the paperback price. And I know that you will truly be blessed. And so, dear friend, let us pray. Dear Lord, I just give you glory, honor, and praise. I bless and I magnify your name. I thank you because you are truly God Almighty. There is no other God but you. I thank you, Lord God, for those who have studied with me today. I pray that you'll continually bless them and keep them. I speak life over them right now. I speak victory over their finances. I speak victory over their emotions. I speak victory over their spiritual growth right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind up every spirit of anger, every spirit of remorse, every spirit of regret right now in the name of Jesus. I loose joy and peace over their life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing right now. I thank you for healing that spine right now. Someone is having some kind of spinal bifida or something like that in their spine right now. They haven't been able to walk for several years, but under the hearing of my voice, they are being healed right now in the name of Jesus. You're restoring life to their limbs right now where they weren't able to walk before, but they're going to walk right now in the name of Jesus. I speak life over that person right now that's being healed. They weren't able to walk for several years, but God, you're healing that spine right now. I thank you for doing it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, God, that you're sending resources right now. Someone right now is looking for some cash, Lord God, to put a down payment on something, and you're sending $5,000 in cash right now. I thank you right now that you're doing it in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is right now, God, looking for that down payment right now, I thank you in advance, God, that you're giving it to them right now. Someone has had a fever for several days, oh God, and that fever is being broken off of them right now. I speak it and declare it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for complete healing of that fever leaving their body right now. Someone has been sick to their stomach for several days, oh God. They've been throwing up nonstop, and Lord God, I declare healing over them right now, that nausea, that sickness is leaving right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for healing cancer. I thank you for tumors drying up right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare healing over your people. Father, from the north, south, east, and west, I declare healing over your people right now. I thank you so much for your healing touch. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen. Dear friend, I want to hear from you, P.O. Box 830-362, Ocala, Florida, 34483. I want to hear from you if you have been healed, if you have been encouraged by this message. I will be posting it online. Write to me. Let me know that you have been blessed. And also, if you would like to make a donation towards keeping this radio program going, and I'm also looking to get on television, you can go right on the website, www.faithwithvision.com. That's F-A-I-T-H with W-I-T-H, vision, V-I-S-I-O-N.com. You can go right on there and use your PayPal and make a donation. God bless you. I know that God has already given you the victory. Be encouraged, dear friend. Be encouraged. God loves you, cares about you, and you have been listening to Vision.
You have been listening to Vision, and be encouraged as we sign off. Keep up the good work, and I know that God is going to use you mightily in the kingdom. God bless you. We love you. The Bible says if you confess your sins, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And so if you're listening to this message and you are not a Christian, I encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you are a Christian and you are busy working for God, continue doing it because there is a world that needs hope. Thank you. God bless you. You have been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed Liburd. This is Vision. God loves you, and I love you. God bless you.